Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Tony Evans, author of Horizontal Jesus, How Our Relationships with Others Affect Our Experience with God, Cleavon Matthews, author of Get in the God Zone, and Tamelia Henschel, author of Serena's Secrets, Confessions of a Single Lady. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Tony Evans, author of Horizontal Jesus, How Our Relationships with Others Affect Our Experience with God. Here's a little information about Tony Evans. Dr. Tony Evans is founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. Founder and president of the Urban Alternative, chaplain of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, and author of The Power of God's Names and Victory in Spiritual Warfare. His radio broadcast, The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, can be heard on more than 1,000 U.S. outlets daily and in more than 130 countries. Now here's a short description of the book, Horizontal Jesus. Do you want to sense God's encouragement, comfort, and love for you every day? Dr. Tony Evans reveals that as you give these things away to others, you will personally experience them with God in a new way. Jesus empowers his church to be his hands and feet in the world today, to share his life in your horizontal relationships. Dr. Evans demonstrates how you can become a horizontal Jesus, a channel of God's blessings to everyone around you using several one another passages of Scripture, including love one another, welcome one another, encourage one another, forgive one another, accept one another, and restore one another. As you fulfill your God-given destiny to be a conduit of God's grace, you will experience His flow of life in and through you like never before. Now here's a brief review of the book, Horizontal Jesus. It is common in Christian circles to hear that we should be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in the world. Christians should not only serve God, but reflect His goodness and glory by serving others. In Horizontal Jesus, Dr. Tony Evans shows readers how to be a vessel that God can use to make His presence and power known in the lives of the people around us and in the world. Tackling topics of love, hospitality, encouragement, forgiveness, acceptance, admonishment, comforting, and restoration, Dr. Evans offers practical advice on putting faith and prayer into action. We highly recommend this book. Visit Tony Evans online at www.tonyevans.org. Horizontal Jesus, How Our Relationships with Others Affect Our Experience with God, is published by Harvest House Publishers. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Thrive by Casting Crowns.
Many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to survive.
my Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
Next up today is Cleavon Matthews, author of Get in the God Zone. Here's a little information about Cleavon Matthews. Dr. Cleavon Matthews Sr. is a prolific orator, communicator, and author. He is highly sought after and accomplished as a person of influence locally, nationally, and internationally. He is academically accomplished, having obtained the Doctor of Ministry degree from Ambridge University. Through his ministries, he continues to do extensive work in church consulting and premarital counseling. He and his family currently reside in Dayton, Ohio. He ministers to the Northwest Church of Christ in Trotwood, Ohio. Now here's a short description of the book, Get in the God Zone. In this book, Dr. Matthews shares life-changing truths to empower and equip readers in becoming their personal best version. We find this best version in a God-centered identity. Our identity is often adversely influenced through trauma, suffering, shame, sin, and failure. But this book offers a paradigm of hope for anyone willing to accept the call and dare to live in the God Zone. Now here's a brief review of the book, Get in the God Zone. All people crave identity. Many attempt to find it in other people, material things, money, power, or associations. While identity can never be found in such things, sin and its results pressure the conscience and cause us to be less than who we were meant to be. Through trials, tribulations, breakups, and breakdowns, Cleavon Matthews offers hope to those who are willing to answer the call and become who God meant for them to become. Readers will be drawn to the stories, encouraged by the words of comfort, and inspired to do something that counts for the kingdom. We highly recommend this book. Visit Cleavon Matthews online at www.northwestchurchofchristfamily.com. Get in the God Zone is published by St. Paul Press. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Joyful Noise by Flame.
You know what it is? I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Let's talk about it.
Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Yeah. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ, anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, the throne, no, it's more than a chair. But after all, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels, name superior to theirs. This is Hebrews
chapter 1, if you care.
I'm leaning to the right, the light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted like drunk, sexed out and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought that beat, he gave his life to the public. I love it.
This world like I'm from the planet Mars. I love to preach Jesus, you can read it in my bar. I'm pretty straight fire when I'm speaking about my Lord. He paid the sin price being beat by Roman guards. But when he resurrected, gave us life free of charge. Now me and my buds need to be in the psych ward. Cause we went crazy for God, our lives were scarred. Now in the book of life, our names have been written down. We're casting our crowns before his feet on the ground. It's such a holy melody and a heavenly sound. Hearing holy, holy, holy coming from out of the mouth of the four living creatures by our throne all around. Can you picture the scene that this is how it's going down? You just need a little faith and a new set of eyes and a telescopic lens to look in and see God. I love you. Satan conquers, yes. Can take a sinner, atheist, sinner to God conscious, yes. Can take nothing, make creation and lives under. The same God that came through a fetus is Jesus. Jesus. Limited to breathing, got believers singing.
Next up today is Tamelia Hanshell, author of Serena's Secrets, Confessions of a Single Lady. Here's a little information about Tamelia Hanshell. Dr. Tamelia Henshaw hails from Nassau, Bahamas. As the daughter of Bishop Walter Henshaw and Elder Minnalee Henshaw, from birth she was infused with godly principles that she has exhibited throughout her life. The virtuous lifestyle she is able to proclaim stems from her personal relationship with God, and it is these same principles she pens in her first book, Serena Secrets. Dr. Henshaw earned her master's and doctorate degrees in clinical psychology from Argosy University, Tampa, and she is a licensed psychologist in the state of Florida. Dr. Henshaw is the recipient of various accolades, including the National Scholarship Award and the Outstanding Senior Psychology Student Award. Dr. Henshaw enjoys traveling, listening to music, and laughter, which she strongly believes is good medicine for the soul. Now here's a short description of the book, Serena Secrets, Confessions of a Single Lady. This book is a must-have for all single women. The author candidly infuses wisdom that she has learned as a single woman, including dealing with breakups, maintaining strong friendships, and the benefits of being single. Her confessions shed light on life and love. Serena's Secrets, Confessions of a Single Lady is built on biblical principles. Now here's a brief review of the book, Serena's Secrets, Confessions of a Single Lady. In Serena's Secrets, Dr. Henshaw challenges the notion that there is something wrong with a woman because she is single past a certain age. She writes of singleness as a beautiful time which is to be embraced and enjoyed, not endured. In helping women to understand their worth and their worthiness, she encourages readers to do positive things in their time of singlehood, and not just see it as a time of preparing for marriage, although it could very well be. More than just an advice book, Henshaw comes alongside her readers and eloquently and graciously helps them to get past misconceptions and overcome feelings of unworthiness to become the women God wants them to be. Women who read this book will have their eyes open and their hearts blessed while reading the biblical principles and life-changing advice and encouragement. We highly recommend this book. Visit Tamelia Henshaw online at www.tameliahenshaw.com. Serena Secrets, Confessions of a Single Lady is published by Mack Publishing. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled "Better Is One Day" by Matt Redman. God bless. Yeah.